Revelation chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
This is not going to be comfortable, folks. It's not supposed to be. Because the temple of God is full of merch tables, fog machines, stage lighting, and smiling snakes. It is filled with fog, entertainment, motivational nonsense, and cowards playing preacher. And just like in the gospels, and like Jesus, someone needs to flip the damn tables and crack a whip. The modern church has been infiltrated by performers, liars, sellouts, and cowards. Men who wear microphones and call it a mantle. Men who preach self-help while souls drop into hell. And now, there is a coalition telling them it is wise to stay silent on sin, to avoid preaching on abortion, to never mention judgment or repentance or righteousness. This coalition they call J29. It is not a ministry. It is a muzzle. It is a plan to silence truth, pacify preachers, and domesticate the power of God. But God does not show up for programs, folks. He shows up for purity and power. You think Jesus would sit through that sermon without burning the place to the ground? You better open your Bible and watch what happened when he walked into the temple and saw the word being poured out for profit. He did not shake hands. He grabbed a whip. I did not come to explain, folks. I came to declare war. No more debate. No more delay. The reckoning starts now. Welcome to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, also known as Preacher Joe, and I'm done being polite about this garbage. This episode is not a conversation. It is a judgment against the counterfeit. And if you are preaching a message that keeps sinners comfortable while offending the Holy Ghost, you are a money changer, not a messenger. You have built a business inside the house of God, and Jesus is coming through with fire in his eyes and cords in his hand. And I did not get behind this mic to be like, I got behind it to swing the sword and sound the alarm. There is a war in the church, folks, and it is being waged from the inside. The enemy is not knocking at the door. He is already preaching behind the pulpit. And these so-called strategies to keep churches safe are nothing more than blueprints for betrayal. I hope your seat's bolted down, because what I'm about to say is going to send the religious running for cover and send demons screaming through stained glass. I'm going to call it exactly what it is, folks. J29 is not ministry. It is a manual for pastoral cowardice. It is the enemy's tool to neutralize pulpits. It does not equip churches. It disarms them. You can call it seeker sensitive. You can call it vision driven. You can call it culturally aware. But God calls it exactly what it is, cowardice. And the longer the church stays silent, the louder hell gets. We were never called to be liked by the world. We were called to turn it upside down. They are instructing pastors to stay silent about the blood on this generation's hands because it might hurt attendance. Well, let me say this straight. If you care more about a packed room than a pure altar, then get out. You are standing in a sacred place wearing a damn costume. You are the reason Jesus brought the whip. If this fire is burning in your chest, do not sit there like a spectator. This is not a service. It is a strike. Do not just sit there, folks. Subscribe to this podcast. Share it with someone who is ready to leave the comfort zone and enter the battlefield. And I also want you to comment below. Flip the tables. Preach the truth. Let the fire fall. And if you're serious about this fight, go ahead and visit the Warrior Spirit Warehouse down in my TikTok shop where we outfit the battle-ready believers. We don't just sell fashion. We outfit soldiers. Good to go? Links in the description.
In a world where truth is silenced and masculinity is shamed, this book punches through the noise. Men of Faith and Fortitude is not your typical Christian read. It is a battle plan for every man who refuses to kneel to culture and compromise. Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, a Marine, minister, and warrior for Christ, delivers raw truth forged from Scripture, personal grit, and battlefield scars. It speaks to the man who's broken, the one who's been told he's too far gone, too angry, too real. But God doesn't call the polished. He calls the willing, the wounded, the warriors. He is raising up a generation of men unafraid to lead, love, and live for something eternal. Because God is not looking for perfect men. He is calling the broken, the bold, and the battle-ready to rise. Are you one of them?
Now, let's go ahead and aim for that juggler, shall we? The lie has a name, J29, and I'm calling it out with no gloves on. Let us be clear. J29 is telling pastors to censor the word of God, to keep people comfortable. Do not preach about abortion, it says. Avoid controversial issues, it says. Make your sermons positive, it says. Focus on being seeker sensitive. Well, let me tell you what, that's not wisdom, that is full-blown apostasy. They are training men to hold a Bible without even opening it, to build ministries that offend no one and convict nothing. Let me tell tell you what Jesus did when he saw this kind of nonsense. He made him a weapon. He walked into the sacred space and he flipped every table built on greed and fake holiness, and he drove the cowards out with a whip. That same Jesus is coming back for his church. And the first place he is going to visit will not be the streets. It will be the sanctuary. Stop the music. Stop the music. This is the moment where Christ flipped the damn tables, and I'm about to do the same. You are not protecting your congregation by silencing the gospel. You are sending them straight to hell with coffee in one hand and a smile on their face. If you are too afraid to speak the truth, then sit down, because there are real men rising. Men who are not afraid to bleed for the word. Stop calling it ministry if it has no message. Stop calling it revival if it costs you nothing. Stop calling it gospel if it is devoid of blood, truth, and fire. You are not protecting people from discomfort. You are shielding them from the only truth that can save their soul. And for what? So you could have another campus? Another conference invite? Another offering? Jesus called that spiritual robbery, and he flipped the building over it. You think that was a little bit too heavy? That was just the surface. Let's go deeper, folks, to what is really poisoning the pulpit. Not what they hide, but what they dare to preach in this place. The gospel of comfort is a lie. This generation is being raised on a gospel with no cross, no blood, and no cost. Pastors preach like motivational speakers instead of messengers from the throne room of God. They are giving sermons that could be read by Oprah or Joel Osteen, and nobody would notice the difference. That is not fire. That is fluff. That is not revival. That is retail. The gospel of comfort is the greatest lie in the modern church. 2 Timothy 4:3 warned us, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." Congratulations, folks. You are living in that time where conviction is called legalism, repentance is called judgmental, and obedience is unrealistic. These pastors are not shepherds. They are performers, and the stage is their idol. You want to see the real gospel? Why don't you watch Paul get stoned, beaten, and still refuse to shut up? Watch Peter walk to his cross, not negotiate his message. Watch Jesus walk into the center of corruption and flip everything that defiled the house of his father. The real gospel does not pet your flesh. It kills it. It does not stroke your ego. It calls you to the altar, and it never once bowed to cowardice. Jesus did not hang on that cross so that you could host church services that avoid offending the devil. He flipped tables for far less than what most churches are tolerating today. You think he will not flip yours? You do not get to preach peace if you are afraid of holy war. Let me be blunt. If your message could be preached in a motivational seminar, then it did not come from heaven. If your altar is filled with fog and lights, but not tears and repentance, then you are not leading the church. You are hosting a talent show. And God is not amused. He is enraged, and the whip is already swinging. If you're still thinking this is just about style, let me break your damn illusions. Gloves off, blood on the floor. What you call strategy, God calls treason. Isaiah 5:20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." You know what that means? It means woe to the pastor who says abortion is complex instead of calling it murder. Woe to the church that blesses sexual perversion in the name of inclusion. Woe to the denomination that flies rainbow flags while the bloodstained banner of the Lamb is folded and forgotten. This is not innovation. This is insurrection against the holiness of God. You are not leading revival. You are entertaining rebellion. And God is coming to tear it all down. Just when you think it cannot get even harder, Scripture steps in and delivers the kill shot. No more games, no more actors. Let the word do what the word does. 2 Timothy 3:5, "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." You want the lights? You want the songs? You want the look of church without the cost of obedience? But God sees through your form. He sees there is no fire. The church of appearances form without fire. They dress the part. They hold services. They quote scripture on social media. They gather crowds. They post their worship teams and lights like battle trophies. But behind the curtain, no power, no presence, no holiness. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power that makes it real. You want to know why demons are not fleeing? Because the church stopped preaching deliverance and started offering comfort. Because pastors stopped laying hands on the sick and started managing stage transitions. They talk about revival. They cry about legacy, but they refuse the one thing that brings the fire: total submission to the power of God. Let me be real clear. clear. You can run a conference, you can grow a crowd, you can build a brand, but if demons are not trembling and men are not repenting, you are building nothing but spiritual graveyard. And I am not interested in laying flowers there. I came to resurrect the damn thing with holy fire. If you will not preach repentance, you have a form. If you are a void, the Holy Ghost, you have a form. If you never call out sin, you have a form. If you worship never breaks chains, you have a form. If your services look good on Instagram, but hell does not even blink when they happen, you are spiritually dead with good lighting. From such, turn away. Not work with them, not encourage them, not cover them, turn away. Because what they are building is not the church. It is a religious museum filled with statues of what used to be called holiness and truth. Put this on your damn wall. A polished pulpit with no power is not revival, it is rot. And you can have a congregation full of clapping hands, lifted arms, and tithing wallets. But if the devil is comfortable there, God is not. The form is worthless without the fire. If you are tired of pretending, if you are done with the fake smiles and the powerless gatherings, then flip the switch and burn the form to the ground. God is calling men who do not want a form. They want fire. They want truth. They want a gospel that kicks down strongholds and drives out demons. Because the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power. That is the dividing line, folks. Fire or form, power or polish, warriors or wolves. Choose your side before the fire chooses it for you. Let me say this to every man listening. God is not looking for better influencers. He's looking for bolder intercessors. He is not impressed by numbers. He is looking for fire. You want to know why Jesus flipped the tables? Because the house of God stops being sacred and started being safe. Let it burn, folks. Let the fake fall. Let the remnant rise. I do not care how many people leave. I do not care how many pulpits close. Let them fall, because the temple of God is being cleansed. God is raising up a remnant, men with bloody knuckles and burning hearts, men who are not afraid to stand in the fire and scream repent while others whisper you are enough, because you are not enough. You are broken. You are wicked. You are damned without the cross, and any pastor that says otherwise is a liar wearing a tie. I want you to do me a favor. If this hits hard and you agree with me, comment, I am flipping tables. I am not backing down, and I am the remnant. Share this with your pastor. Pastor, share this with your men's group. Burn every bridge that leads to compromise. And go to Warrior Spirit Warehouse, TikTok shop. Links down in the description. Not for the fans, for the fighters. Good to go? Here's my full throttle moment, folks. To the men who feels the tension that the war inside you. That is God. That is the fire. That's the call. Stand up, speak out, and let the righteous rage of Christ consume you like a whip in his hand. This is not a time for safe faith. This is a time for a holy fury. To the man listening who is done being quiet, good. Let it burn. Let the fire hit your bones. God is not raising safe men. He is raising holy weapons. You were not made for comfort. You were made for battle. Now pick up your sword, tear down their altars, and flip the damn table. This was not an episode. This was a whip cracking across the spine of the modern church. Do not apologize for the truth. Do not negotiate with devils. Do not bow to culture. Stand your ground. Preach the word and let the fire fall. You just heard a clarion call, folks. A raw rebuke to the church that has traded power for polish. If this shook you, good. That is the point. Now go shake something for the kingdom. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless. We rock.
They thought I was lost. They thought I was done. Didn't know I was just getting started, homie. This ain't about religion. This is redemption. This ain't about a Sunday service. This is warfare. Ain't riding for the world no more. I'm an outlaw for Christ. Run these streets with a heart of stone. Whiskey in my veins, pistol tuck, riding alone. Thought I had power, thought I was free. Didn't realize I was chained to the beast. Took hits, took shots, lost too many homies. Raised in the war, learned to trust no one but the 40. But when I looked death right in the face, I heard the voice of God say, this ain't your place. He took my sins, burned them in the flame. Now my past is gone, only Christ remains. Outlaw for Christ, I ride with the King. Born in the fire, forged in the wind. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for Christ, this is where it begins. Ain't soft cause I pray.
Don't get it twisted, still got the heart of a soldier, still relentless. They say I've changed, but I still fight. Only difference is I fight for the light. Armor of God strapped tight on my chest. Sword of the spirit, no fear, no rest. Been through hell, walked through the flames. But Jesus is the name that broke my chains. I ain't looking back, the past is dead. If you're riding for the kingdom, let's tear up the tread. King, born in the fire, forged in the ring. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for Christ, this is where it begins. You hear me, homie? This world don't want warriors like us. They want men broken, silent, weak. But God don't call weak men, he calls outlaws. He calls men like us to stand up, to lead, to fight, to never back down. If you're riding for Christ, then stand your ground. Outlaw for Christ, I ride with the King. Born in the fire, forged in the ring. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for Christ, this is where it begins. Christ, then be ready to fight. Be ready to stand when the world tells you to bow. Be ready to ride when the battle gets heavy. 'Cause in this war, only the